Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Shall we all rise this morning, lift up your voice and magnify the Lord, celebrate Him. Magnify Him, celebrate Him, lift up your voice this morning. Appreciate Him, glorify Him, celebrate Him, worship His holy name. Remember the words that we slept and we woke because He sustained us. Celebrate Him for sustain us all through the night. Appreciate it this morning. Father, we gather to magnify your holy name. Magnify Him. Thank Him. Adore Him. The one that made it possible for you and I to appear at His presence this morning. Father, we glorify your holy name. Ensure your voice is out on earth this morning. Appreciate Him. Celebrate Him for the gift of another day. Thank Him. We slept. We woke because He kept us through the night. Father, we thank Him. We magnify your holy name. Adore Him. Celebrate Him. Worship Him this morning. Father, we celebrate Him. Now begin to appreciate Him for His presence every time we gather in this early hour of prayer. Celebrate Him. Appreciate Him. Every time we gather, He has always answered all our prayer. Magnify Him for the spirit of grace and supplication that He has bestowed constantly upon every one of us. Thank Him. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Adore Him. Father, we glorify your name. We magnify your holy name. In the same vein this morning, begin to welcome His presence this morning. Welcome His presence into our midst this early morning. Father, for all the people came, they gather for to hear you this morning. We have come to pray and we have come to hear from you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we welcome your presence in this morning. In the name of Jesus, now begin to express in words this morning what you desire from the Lord. Lift up a voice, express as your expectation in the name of Jesus. Express your expectation. Remember, He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek Him in vain. Father, I shall be visited this early morning. My day is blessed as I hear, as I stand in your presence this morning. In the name of Jesus, express what you desire from this covenant of prayer this morning. Speak to Him this morning. Your expectation shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus. Now begin to thank Him for what He said to do for us this morning. Begin to bless His holy name. Appreciate Him for what the Lord is said to do for us this early morning. Father, we thank You. Our day is blessed already. To You alone be all the glory. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. With Jesus this morning, let's put our hands together for Jesus as we receive the praise Him.
We give You glory, Lord, as we honor You. We give You glory, Lord, as we honor You. You You are worthy. Jesus is worthy. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jehovah Almighty. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat. Shortly, we'll be rising up to give God quality thanks this morning. I'll be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Oh, let that amen be louder and clear. And in Jeremiah chapter 30, in verse 19, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Saints of God, rise up on your feet and lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Let God hear our voices of thanksgiving this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice, thank him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Thank him and thank him profusely. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church. For the continuous growth, unstoppable growth and enlargement of this church. Thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Don't just mutter words. Ensure that heaven hears your voice of thanksgiving. He deserves it. He demands it. He delights in our thanksgiving. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Ensure you are not distracted. You are giving God the glory. You are giving him the honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Magnify the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Let it be rooted in your heart. Let it give expression in your lips. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. An ever-increasing city without walls. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Give him thanks in your understanding. You may as well do. Give him thanks in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. And swore that from the depth of your heart, we are giving him thanks. We give him the glory and honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Let heaven hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Magnify the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the continuous growth and enlargement in this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Again, we are rising to pray this morning. And when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Allow that, amen. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 25, but thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For we contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Our Father and our God, we pray in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Let heaven hear your voice. Keep calling upon the God of heaven this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Our Father, this is our outcry this morning. We are calling upon your name in line with the word. Let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival, let it be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. Father, we call upon your name and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival, let it be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. Lift up your voice. Pray with faith in your heart this morning. Pray this vengeance prayer. Engage your heart. Engage your faith. And call upon the God of heaven. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance. Let it result in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. This is our outcry and our expectation. Lord, we are calling upon your name in the name of Jesus. Let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. Let heaven hear your voice. Pray with faith in your heart this morning. Let's pray a prayer that heaven must respond to quickly. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against this ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice the more. Pray with faith this morning. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. By all means, keep engaging your heart. Keep engaging your faith. Call upon the God of heaven and keep saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. In the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Keep calling upon him. Lift up your voice. Engage the name of Jesus this morning, because in that name, every knee must bow. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. This is our outcry, Lord, and our heart desire. Father, we are calling upon you. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Now lift up your two hands to the Lord and begin to give him thanks. Magnify him. Give him the glory, because every contention of hell shall be visited with divine vengeance. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising with this prayer liner. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your acts in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. Acts chapter 2, 6 and 41 paraphrase. When this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added about 3,000 souls. Rise with me everywhere. Engage with faith in your heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, cause your acts in this church to be noised abroad. Cause your acts in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, cause your acts in this church to be heard by everyone alive across the harvest fields. Let your acts in this church be noised abroad as in the day of Pentecost, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. Lift up your voice everywhere. We are partnering with Jesus, the master builder. We are crying out with faith in our heart unto God, the God of increase, the God of multiplication. We are asking him to cause his acts in this church to dominate across the harvest fields. Our Father and our God, cause your acts in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, give value to your presence on the altar of prayer. Let's call on the living God who answers prayers. We are asking him by the operation of the Holy Ghost to cause his acts in this church to be noised abroad, to cause his acts in this church to be hissed across board, all over our harvest fields. Let it be heard and let it be hearkened to. Let every soul hear of what God is doing in this church, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. When this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. Not only did they come together, 3,000 were added the same day. Let this become our experience all through this year. By the voice, the compelling sound of the Holy Ghost, let the acts of God in this church be noise abroad. Lift up your voice, cry out aloud, wherever you are, by yourself or in a congregation. God hears you. God answers you. Lift up your voice. Talk to him with faith in your heart. We are asking God, our Father, in the name of his Holy Son Jesus, to cause his acts in this church to be noise abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Lift up your voice, therefore. Talk to God this morning. Lift up your voice. Call upon him. He says we should call upon him. He will answer. He said we should ask. We shall receive. He said we should knock. The door shall be opened. Wherever you are, let us call upon him. Let us pray with faith in the heart. You are praying in the spirit. You are praying in your understanding. You are calling on the living God. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, cause your acts in this church to be noise abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. This is our expectation, and it must manifest this year. Therefore, lift up your voice and call upon the living God. You are in the center of the will of God. Therefore, call with faith, call with confidence. Pray with fervency. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. God answers prayers and God rewards you for your engagement. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, cause your acts in this church to be noise abroad, to swallow every campaign of calumny. Let your acts in this church dominate a harvest field like water covers the sea, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Father, our eyes are on you. We call upon you concerning your agenda for the end time church. Let your acts in this church be noise abroad, saturate everywhere where this commission is represented, saturate everywhere that you are sending us, resulting in the drawing of multitudes, the drafting of multitudes, the dragging of multitudes, the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, now with confidence of faith that God answers prayers, lift up your hands, lift up your voice, give glory to God. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus the biggest hand of praise.
In a moment, we shall be rising to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the zeal of the Lord consume all our new converts and new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Please rise this morning as we lift our voices together, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the zeal of the Lord consume all our new converts. Let the zeal of the Lord consume all our new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Someone lift your voice this morning, pray intensely in the spirit. Pray fervently in your understanding. Let God hear you this day. Say, my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the zeal of the Lord consume all our new converts. Let the zeal of the Lord consume all our new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let the zeal of the Lord consume all of our new converts and all of our new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Your word says it is the power of Christ unto salvation. Let the zeal of the Lord, the zeal of the Lord, consume all of our new converts. Let it consume all of our new members. Let them continue to identify with Christ openly this year.
Let none be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Let them obtain power, confidence, and boldness to be openly identified with Christ this year. Someone lift your voice some more this morning. Pray intensely in the Spirit. Pray fervently in your understanding. Let heaven register your voice, saying, "My Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the zeal of the Lord consume all of our new converts. Let the zeal of the Lord consume all of our new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Let them identify with Christ in their neighborhood, in their business places. Let them identify with Christ openly this year, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the zeal of the Lord consume all of our new converts. Let the zeal of the Lord consume all of our new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Everywhere and anywhere, let them identify with Christ openly this year, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the zeal of the Lord consume all our new converts, consume all our new members, so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Someone lift your voice some more this morning. Be intense in your engagement. Be fervent in your prayers. Pray with passion this morning, saying, "My Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the zeal of the Lord consume all of our new converts. Let the zeal of the Lord consume all of our new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the zeal of the Lord, the zeal of thy house, let it consume all our new converts and all our new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly this year. Let them identify in their workplace, in their business place, in their environments, everywhere. Let them be bold and confident proclaiming Christ. Let them identify with Christ openly this year. Lift your hands and let's begin to celebrate Him. Let's give Him thanks this morning. Father, we thank You for hearing our prayers. We thank You for Your zeal has consumed all of our new members. We thank You, Almighty God. Receive all the praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand and please take it.
Next, we are going to be rising, and this time we're saying, "Father, in the name of Jesus, thank You for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year." Say a loud amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank You for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. Lift your voice and give thanks and glory unto God. Do it from the depth of your heart. Let us appreciate Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank You for continuously invading all of our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. We have come, O Lord, with a voice of thanksgiving. We have come to appreciate and to celebrate You. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank You for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes. Thank You for invading all of our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. We have come with a voice of gratitude, the voice of thanksgiving. We have come with a voice of appreciation to say thank You for continuously invading all of our newly planted churches with multitudes. Every day that we gather, You keep adding to the church. You keep increasing the churches. You keep multiplying the churches. We have come with a voice of thanksgiving because we are fully assured
that it is resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. We are thanking him for what he has done and is doing. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for continuously invading all of our newly planted churches with multitudes. Thank you for continuously invading, populating, causing them to overflow. Lord, we have come with a voice of appreciation to say thank you for the continuous invasion of multitudes into our newly planted churches, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. Lift your voice and give thanks unto God. Make sure you are doing it from the depth of your heart. Remember, out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply as we are appreciating. He is multiplying. Our Father and our God, we are before you this morning saying thank you for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. Are you giving thanks to God? Is your voice being heard on high? Make sure you are not keeping silent this morning. Make sure your heart is connected to heaven as you are giving thanks unto him. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuously invading all of our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. Are you giving thanks to God? Let him hear the voice of your appreciation. You are giving glory unto his name. You are giving honor unto his name. You are appreciating and celebrating him. Our Father, you are the grower of the church. You are the builder of the church. You are the increaser of your church. You are the multiplier of your church. Thank you for invading our newly planted churches week after week, day after day, service after service with multitudes, oh God, resulting in the turnaround order of growth this year. Are you giving thanks unto God? Are you appreciating him this morning? You can do it in the spirit. You can do it in your understanding. Remember, he that gives thanks in an unknown tongue, he does it well. Do it in the spirit right now. Engaging the entirety of your heart, appreciating him with all that is within you, glorifying him with all that is within you, celebrating him with all that is within you. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory to God. Father, we have come to say thank you and to bless your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Right now, it's time for personal supplication. Praise the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the Bible speaking here says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Aren't you grateful that God Almighty cares for you? He remembers you, and you are so important to him. Therefore, we have the opportunity to go before him, casting upon him, therefore, every issue of concern, and he will turn them to testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Please rise upon your feet, wherever you may be right now. Take advantage of this opportunity. He cares for you. Therefore, cast all of those cares upon him right now. Do it in faith. Do it confidently. Do it with thanksgiving. Do it appreciating him. And do it with confidence. Lift up your voice right now and begin to thank him for answered prayers this morning. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the Holy Ghost. Give him praise and glory. Would you lift up your hands to him as well? Let him hear your voice of appreciation. God has heard you. He has answered you. Magnify his name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A louder amen. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies, and you shall be the next to testify. I didn't hear a big amen. Number one, delivered from indebtedness. For years, I was indebted, and things were not going well with me. However, one Sunday morning in 2018, the Holy Spirit told me to come to Winners that day to hear the message. So I came. While Bishop David Oyedepo ministered, he shared the testimony of a man who was about to die, but he instructed his family to take his tithe from his pocket and pay it on his behalf. Then the bishop said, if the man who was at the point of death could still have that at the back of his heart, then there is something behind tithing. That struck my heart, and I paid my tithe and followed the word. That same week, my debt was paid. And ever since, everything has been going on fine with me. In 2020, during the lockdown, I bought a land and started building my own house. When the year began, the Lord bought me my car, and my business has changed. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Wetu Temitope. Somebody celebrate Jesus Christ for that turnaround testimony. Number two, healed of excruciating pain via prophetic declaration. In November 2020, I had excruciating pain in my body each time I used drugs. I went to see a doctor and I was told that it could be partial stroke, which I rejected. When the pains persisted, I went back to the doctor and I was placed on drugs. The pain subsided, but I was not totally healed. However, it came again early this year, and I tried to manage it. During the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, I was on ground while Bishop David Oyedepo made declarations in one of the services. He said, when you wake up tomorrow, you shall be totally healed. And I keyed into it. Truly, I woke up healed. Is someone celebrating Jesus? Now I am totally healed of all pains, and I give God all the glory. The testifier is Asafa Kofowurula. Please rise up to your feet. Put those hands together for Jesus for these marvelous works of the Lord.
If you are not the doer of these wonderful testimonies, give God a bigger hand and a bigger shout if you can. Let us truly lift up our hands and glorify Jesus again this morning. The doer in our midst, the Lord our God who is mighty. Is somebody really thanking him? Let him hear your voice. If you can, let him see your hands wave towards heaven. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' glorious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. These are indeed your doings in our midst, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Having prayed to you this morning in our various intercessions and supplication and thanksgiving, we pray that your word will be sent to us right now. Give us this day our daily bread. Satisfy us in your presence and with your presence. Thank you, mighty Father. And all the saints of God in the house say loud amen. Another big hand for the Lord and take your seat, please. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Bringing us a word of exhortation at the covenant hour of prayer this morning is my privilege. And I believe that as we receive this exaltation, our destinies shall enjoy exaltation. I thought somebody said amen to that. Open up this week is our exaltation line captioned, "Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing." If growing the church is our desire, then thanksgiving is the demand. To every desire, there is an accompanying demand. Every time you have a desire for something to be done, quickly check what is the demand. That's what the Word of God is about. Promises and conditions. You want the promises fulfilled, then respond to the demands. Whenever the church stops giving thanks, the church stops growing. Growth is equated to thanksgiving. Clearly stated in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19, out of them shall proceed. Something must proceed from you, and that is thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And as it proceeds from us, something descends from him. I will multiply them. They won't need to beg for it. What proceeds from us is what determines what descends from him. When our thanksgiving goes up, his growth descends. It's a process. Don't beg for growth. Don't beg for multiplication. Let something go up from you, and that is thanksgiving, and growth will come down from him. We saw in the opening yesterday how that God, our God, is a God of addition. What more? This morning, our God is the God of increase. Somebody say with me, God is the God of increase. If you believe it, say it stronger. 1 Corinthians 3:6. I have planted, Paul said, and my companion Apollos watered. But no matter the planting we do, no matter the watering, it is God who gave the increase. There is what we can do, and there is what we cannot do. We cannot bring increase. We can only plant. The best planter amongst us with the best waterer does not equal the God of increase. Jesus said in John 6:44, no man can come to me. No matter the preaching, we can preach, only God can preach. We can invite, only God can bring. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. God is the drawer. He is the bringer. He is the drafter. He is the one who drafts people in. He is the one who brings people in. He is the one who calls them in. He is the one who compels them. We are preachers, but he is the preacher and the bringer and the compeller. He is a God of increase. So if the church is increasing, let us not forget that God is behind it. But we see from scriptures also how God brings increases.
Yesterday we were introduced to the Holy Ghost. This morning we are looking at the place of the angels of God in bringing people to church. God, the God of increase, is God, the owner of angels. Angels are our companions in reaping the harvest. Matthew 13, 39. Very clear scriptures. The enemy that sowed them, that is the tares, is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are angels. They are our co-invisible co-laborers, the reapers. Revelation chapter 14, from 14 to 16, we see how quickly they reap the harvest. They hasten our speed in increasing the church. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle, that's instrument of harvest. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the heart is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the heart, and the heart was reaped. Now we see the collaboration and the cooperation. We preach. Angels go to reap them. That's why we've had series of testimonies. Angels of God appearing to people in the night. Tell them, go to that church. Go to Faith Tabernacle. They've never been here before. He gives them the picture of how the place is. And they quickly come. He shows them the servant of God preaching with specific color of dress. They see it and they come. But they don't only show pictures, they compel people to come. Why? They excel in strength, according to scriptures. In Psalm 103, verse 20, bless ye the Lord, ye his angels. Angels are God's properties. They are God's agents and messengers. What about them? They excel in strength. When they put their hand on you, you can't say no. When they say go, you don't go, they give you a headache. When they say go, you don't move. They kick your leg. They take sleep away from you. One Sunday, a woman said she was going to one church, well-dressed, and passing through the front of the church, the angel said, stop here. He said, but I'm going to that church. I said, no, this way I say you should stop. Compelled. They excel in strength. Nobody can argue with them. The greatest argumentator cannot say no to an angel. They excel in strength. That's why we don't rely on them, but we engage them. We engage them. We engage them in prayer. We engage them in thanksgiving. Jesus said, I can call my Father to send 12 legions of angels to come now, and they will not hesitate. So we engage angels. They are reapers. And that's why when they come down, all invisible barriers, walls of barriers against the growth of the church are leveled. But what about the angels? They enjoy when we are praising God. They like it. Because that's their mission. We are co-praisers of God with angels. So when they find us praising God, they join us in praising God. So automatically, thanking God and praising God invites angels to come down. And when they come on duty. When they come to work. Angels don't come to play. Angels come to work. And among their work is to pull down barriers. They don't only compel sinners to come, and our invitees, they pull down barriers. They pull down barriers. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 22 to 24, we saw how when they began to praise God, angels came down as God sent them. They set up ambushment against the enemies, the children of Ammon, and they destroyed themselves. They were smitten. Angels, they guide God's children, but confuse God's enemies. They show us what to do, but confuses the enemies. They left home greeting themselves. They got to war front. They started fighting themselves. Barriers are pulled down. Therefore, as we continue to praise God this morning and thank Him, barriers to church growth are pulled down. I thought somebody saying amen to that. That's why we cannot afford to thank God and praise God silently. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And in the process of doing that, he said, the Lord is gone up with a shout. God and angels enjoys our shouting. And when we shout, when we praise him, when we make noise, they come down. They made noise around the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho couldn't withstand them. God came down. He descended. When our shouting goes up, God's power descends to destroy all of our opposition. Therefore, it is only noise-making church that ends as news-making church. Noise-making. Noise-making. Any church that does not make noise is not potential church for growth. No. We make noise everywhere. Noise is a sign of possession. Therefore, there is no gentle thanksgiving. There is no gentle praise. Every praise is loaded with noise. Every thanksgiving is loaded with noise. The one leper came and fell before his praise, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. Thank you, Jesus. Noise making in praise and thanksgiving suffocates the devil and glorifies God and, you know, amplifies the power of God. Well, this morning we're doing it again. I want you to get ready. No devil shall be a barrier to the growth of this church. Amen. It is well with you. In the same way in your life, everywhere you go, making noise, barriers are broken before you. Rise to your feet with me. Let's lift up our hands. And with a loud noise, loud voice, let's give glory to God. Thank him and thank him. Somebody thank him. Somebody glorify him. Somebody thank him. Somebody glorify him. Are you sure that noise is enough to bring down barriers? To bring down oppositions? Make some noise some more. Make some noise some more. Make some noise some more. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. With noise making, the atmosphere just changes. It changes. Everything changes. From coldness to hotness. Satan operates in coldness. God operates in hotness. That's how the church grows. And that's how your life will grow. One more time, if you can, raise those hands. Make more noise to the Lord. I thought somebody was making more noise to the Lord, waving his hand, giving a shout, giving a jump unto him this morning. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Now in clear words, let's begin to give thanks unto him, begin to appreciate him in clear words this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name in Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Another day is here, another opportunity for God's blessing. Therefore, speak to the day and make your decrees and declaration. Whatever you say, God will deliver. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Make your decrees and make your declarations. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Speak to it right now. 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 Make your decrees and your declaration. Do it right now in faith. Do it right now in faith. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. All that you have spoken this morning is delivered supernaturally. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Please be reminded, a 3-day specialized Wolfie course kicks off this morning. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. It's entitled Empowerment for Wealth. Therefore, I'm all that are concerned, ensure that you are on ground on time at 7:30 latest for this commencement of the course. It will be a glorious time in his presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.